Chapter 18, The 17 Principles of Success. The list that follows is meant to serve as a reminder. Look it over once a week. Are you making regular progress in each of these areas? If you routinely evaluate your efforts to embrace the principles, you are less likely to be caught in a crisis because you've neglected to think accurately, for instance, or to find that your coworkers suddenly regard you as an opportunistic shark. 1. Develop definiteness of purpose. 2. Establish a mastermind alliance. 3. Assemble an attractive personality. 4. Use applied faith. 5. Go the extra mile. 6. Create personal initiative. 7. Build a positive mental attitude. 8. Control your enthusiasm. 9. Enforce self-discipline. 10. Think accurately. 11. Control your attention. 12. Inspire teamwork. 13. Learn from adversity and defeat. 14. Cultivate creative vision. 15. Maintain sound health. 16. Budget your time and money. 17. Use cosmic habit force. A detailed evaluation. Following are concise summaries of the steps to making each principle a part of your life. Read them through, and then at the end of each section, stop the tape, write down specific actions you plan to take to implement the principles, then restart the tape for the next section. The summaries themselves will give you concrete recommendations about what to do. Under the definiteness of purpose, you might write down that you will define your major goal, write out a plan for achieving it, and read that plan aloud to yourself every day, all of which are mentioned in the summary. But if you also include a date by which you will have your plan written down, you will be making a commitment to yourself that will provide you with extra motivation. So do not simply parrot back the summary suggestions. Consider carefully the changes you need to make and be as detailed as possible in writing them out. In a few weeks or months, you can look at these notes, recognize the progress you've made, and renew your commitment to success. 1. Develop definiteness of purpose with PMA, the starting point of all worthwhile achievements. You should have one high, desirable, outstanding goal, and keep it ever before you. You can have many non-conflicting goals which help you to reach your major definite goal. It is advisable to have immediate, intermediate, and distant objectives. When you set a definite major goal, you are apt to recognize that which will help you achieve it. Determine or fix in your mind exactly what you desire. Be definite. Evaluate and determine exactly what you will give in return. Set a definite date for exactly when you intend to possess your desire. Identify your desire with a definite plan for carrying out and achieving your objective. Put your plan into action at once. Clearly define your plan for achievement. Write out precisely and concisely exactly what you want, exactly when you want to achieve it, and exactly what you intend to give in return. Each and every day, morning and evening, read your written statement aloud. As you read it, see, feel, and believe yourself already in possession of your objective. Engage in personal inspection with regularity to determine whether you're on the right track and headed in the right direction, so that you don't deviate from the path that leads to the achievement of your objective. To guarantee success, engage daily in study, thinking, and planning time with PMA regarding yourself and your family, and how you can achieve your definite goals. Whatever your mind can conceive and believe, you can achieve when you have PMA and apply it. Now stop the tape and write your commitment to use this principle in your life, then restart the tape.